7203?
Yeah, this is 7203.
I got your police, medical, and priority. What's going on?
Some dude just attacked some girl on my bus, and she's bleeding. And he's still outside the bus here, like he's waiting for us or something. I'm pulled up, but I need the police here, and she's going to need an ambulance.
Okay, I copy. We are on the phone with them right now. Can I get a description of the person that caused the attack?
He's about 20, 22 years old. Dark brown hair, kind of shoulder length. He's wearing a green sweatshirt and what looked like jeans.
Okay, and are they white, African American, Hispanic, or Asian?
He's white.
Okay, and you said about 20 years old. And they are currently at the stop on Killingsworth at 35th, is that correct?
I'm on Killingsworth and something. I'm not sure exactly where I am, but it looks like 35th, yeah. I still got the victim on the bus, and she's bleeding all over the place.
I understand. Any weapons seen?
I don't know if there was any weapons involved or not. I basically jumped out of the seat and... took the dude, told him to get the hell off the bus so he would stop assaulting her.
Okay, so you got out of the seat and... Okay, so the guy is off the bus and he is there where you are, or is he at the stop behind you?
He's off the bus. He's walked on down on 35th Avenue. I basically got out of the seat because... he was assaulting her pretty severely, and I told him to get off of her, and he got off of her, and then I told him, you get your ass off the bus, and he got his ass off the bus.
Okay, police and medical are responding, so hang tight there. Obviously, we can't... Okay, do you have anything to stop the bleeding, or does the passenger have anything to stop the bleeding?
No.
Okay, can you grab some paper towels and give them to her? And is she awake and conscious?
Yeah, she's awake and conscious. She's not bleeding to the point where it looks like death or anything, but she's bleeding pretty good.
Okay, yeah, because you said she was bleeding all over the place, so 911's wanting to make sure that we're putting, you know, pressure on the wound to keep it from bleeding. So she's not at that extent?
Well, she's bleeding, but it looks mostly like from her hand, and her looks like she's got an abrasion on her head, unless that's from the blood from her hand. But she's not severely. It's bad enough there's blood everywhere on the bus floor, and she's still bleeding, but it doesn't look life-threatening, let's just put it that way.
Okay, well, if you're able to give her some paper towels to... put on the wound, that would probably be helpful.